We African First Ladies have realized more than ever we have an important part to play in changing this dismaying situation by working hand in hand with the formal health structure as well as non-state actors. We can call for stronger policy attention and resource allocation to fight cancer in our respective countries. We need to advocate strongly for a much higher level of investment in cancer treatment and care facilities, as well as the training of specialists. We should persistently continue to foster partnership with the private sector to make sure that Africans can afford treatment drugs, pain medications, as well as comprehensive and patient-centered cancer treatment and care. Just the other day, I learned that cancer treatment drugs for children costs up to $3,000 or more. What does this mean in a country where the average per capita income is below $700? Should a mother just watch her child perish knowing only if she had this much money she could have saved her baby? This again is the story of Africa that has to change.
Cost-effective interventions must also be made available in an equitable manner through access to information and education about cancer at the primary health care level. We must work round the clock in order to make sure that anyone who needs treatment can access health care, including the necessary medications for managing the illness of cancer. First Ladies of Africa, I am well aware of the fact that you have the ears of mothers in your respective countries and that you are resourced in a position to gain the trust and confidence of mothers. Therefore, I call upon all First Ladies of Africa to intensify the campaign that you have started against cancer and other reproductive health problems. You should involve relevant stakeholders, including political leaders, your husbands mainly, and develop the partners in your indispensable endeavor. I want to assure you that Africa will remain forever grateful to you for your magnificent contributions.